I have never had to once defend my gay identity on this campus. I say I'm gay and there's no questioning about it. I have had to defend my Jewish identity since day one. I have had personal friends who get called Jewish slurs while walking down the street, religious objects being taken off their head, vandalized on their doors.
It's gotten more worse, you know, to be Muslim, you know, walking around, you know, in the United States, you know, having to worry about your own sisters going out in public and worrying that, oh, maybe someone might snatch their religious scarf, you know, their hijab off their head. You know, it's crazy, you know? Personally, I'm blessed that my sisters and them are out of the country right now.
There are posters of the Jewish hostages, the Israeli hostages. They have been torn down on campus. And why? What are these hostages doing to you that you feel the need to go out of your way and now tear down these posters calling for their safe return?
I'm seeing posters of missing kids of Israel, but not missing kids of Palestine. There's way more kids of Palestine dying than there is Israel. I don't even think there is any kids in Israel dying, to be honest.
After October 7th, we kind of became one Jewish people. I was in Washington, D.C. for the largest Israel rally in American history. And we're just all there for one reason, to show our support to Israel, to show our support to the families of hostages. I took all these selfies, and it's just like, you see the Jewish people, all the Jewish people behind you with all the blue and white. That was definitely something I'll remember.
The conversations I've had with my friends and family since October 7th have definitely gotten much more serious. Our faith is a huge part of our life. And so we are all being strengthened when we witness the response of the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine. We constantly, you know, reflect upon the reality of the situation and the sort of higher meaning behind it, you know, the fact that these trials are, at the end of it, a test from the Almighty. So it's hurting me at the same time, it's also strengthening me, because I've seen numerous situations in which survivors of these horrendous massacres and come out with an immense, you know, amount of faith in God. And just seeing their, you know, astonishing reactions to these nightmarish, you know, scenes that are taking place strengthens my own faith, and gives me even more confidence and hope in the people of Palestine and in Muslims around the globe. As God tells us in our scriptures, all the believers, we are all a community. And so every time I see, you know, a father losing his entire family, all of his children, his wife and whatnot, it hurts me as if I'm seeing my own family members. And we constantly pray for the people of Palestine.